coming up on episode number 1241. Well, Ozzy Osbourne is turning 70. Let's just not even mince words. Ozzy is turning 70. His body is starting to catch up with his voice, really, because he sounded 70 for quite a while. But now he really is that age. And it's time for an Ozzy Osbourne and Black Sabbath cover story. I've done a little bit of Black Sabbath and Ozzy in the past, but this is a full-fledged, full-on, full-length cover story. It's all beginning right now on Coverville.
The times are tough now, just getting tougher. Whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher. Cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a hulu. Come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Wednesday afternoon. It is Wednesday, November 28th, 2018. My name is Brian Ibbin. Welcome to another edition of Coverville, another cover story edition. And this one is, I don't know, a long time coming. Like I said, I've done a mini Black Sabbath slash Ozzy cover story in the past, but this is the first time I've done a full episode dedicated to the band, which is crazy, right? I mean, it does seem kind of silly to not have done one of these in almost 1,250 episodes. That's crazy. But yeah, Ozzy Osbourne turning 70 on Monday, December 3rd. So since this is the last show before that date, let's do a birthday cover story for Ozzy and, of course, Black Sabbath as a unit, as a group. As a matter of fact, that's where we're starting. This one changes it up so much, you gotta love it. So much so that I had to go with this instead of going with a William Shatner cover. Yes, I'm talking about Iron Man. I'm talking about a cover done by Hellsongs from their album These Are Evil Times from 2013. Almost unrecognizably, here is Iron Man.
Can he walk at all? how it goes. Millions of people live in his footlongs, and maybe it's not too late to learn how to love and forget how to hate. Mental wounds not healing, life's a bittersweet, going off the rails on a crazy dream. To a cold war, it's what we've become. Inheriting troubles, I'm mentally numb and crazy. I just cannot bear.
Satisfaction.
sorrow. Got no place to go. All back till it's ready, taking it slow. Don't they ever have to worry? Don't you ever wonder why? It's a part of me that tells you. Thank you.
Soundgarden with their cover of Into the Void. Now, in some places, that is called Into the Void Self, because it is a different version lyrically than the original Black Sabbath version. They actually add some protest message from Chief Seattle, which fit the meter, apparently, according to notes. So a little bit different take on that song from Soundgarden than just a straight ahead cover of the Black Sabbath original, which you'll find on Master of Reality, is that right? Yes, Master of Reality, 1971 Black Sabbath album. Before that, oh, by the way, that version comes from the Jesus Christ Pose EP from Soundgarden. Before that, Driving Mrs. Satan from their Pop Scotch album from 2013 and a cover of Never Say Die. M. Griner with a cover of Ozzy's Crazy Train, that one from her album Girl Versions from 2001. Great cover, by the way, and really a great album from M. Griner, who for a while was hosting an all-cover radio show on the CBC in Canada. So really, really cool stuff from M. Griner, who's just got such an amazing voice, such a great, great voice. Storm Large, speaking of great voices, holy cow, Storm Large, originally with the Balls, struck out on her own for this one from 2015's album Le Bonheur. That is a cover of N.I.B., which later ended up standing for Nativity in Black, but initially it was just about one of the guy's beards looked like a pen nib. Had like a pointy goatee, and so they called it Nib, and then they decided to add periods in between the N.I.B. To make it look more mysterious. But people have come up with all the different meanings for what N.I.B. stands for, and the most recent or the most common translation is Nativity in Black, which is actually the name of a series of Black Sabbath cover albums. It's all connected. Hell Songs right before that, the top of the show, with a cover of Iron Man, probably the jolliest, happiest cover of Iron Man you are ever going to hear. That one from their album These Are Evil Times from 2013. Speaking of fun versions of Black Sabbath songs, this next one is no different, and I think it is my favorite cover of this song of all time. Hey, it is a cover of Black Sabbath's Paranoid by a band called Dooms UK. Hey, and you'll find it on the album Ska Cover to Cover, which came out in 1996. Hey.
I'm fine.
generals gathered in their masses, just like witches at black masses, evil minds that plot destruction, sorcerers of death's construction. In the desert, bodies burning as the war machine keeps turning. Death and hatred to mankind, poisoning their brainwashed minds. Oh Lord, yeah. World stops turning, ashes where the body's burning. No more war pigs have the power, hand of God has struck the hour. Day of judgment, God is calling, on their knees the war pigs crawling, begging mercy for their sins. Satan laughing spreads his wings. Oh Lord, yeah. Thank you.
We'll be right back. I can see her last goodbyes. Now all my day.
That is Changes from the band High Standard. They are a Japanese hardcore punk band that got their start back in 1991, working with bands like NoFX, No Use for a Name. Really, really good stuff. This is from their album Making the Road, early album for the band. And, you know, it fulfills my need to have at least one Japanese song on every episode of Coverville. Their cover of Changes right there by Black Sabbath originally. Die Young by Primal Fear, that one from the collection called Cover It Up, which I didn't realize I had actually pulled two songs from Cover It Up for this episode. That compilation came out in 2006. You're going to hear something a little bit later on the show that is also from that same disc. Lisa Loeb featuring Dweezil Zappa with a cover of Goodbye to Romance, an Ozzy song that I want to say he did with Lita Ford, if I remember correctly. That one from her EP, Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves, on which she covers that Cher song, of course. Victoria Fiella from her album Wild Butterfly, that was a cover of War Pigs. Had a really cool Eastern Indian influence to it, I think, that was really, really add something to it. Came out in 2011 on that album, Wild Butterfly. And Dooms UK, hey, with their cover of Paranoid from their 1996 compilation, Ska, Cover to Cover. Hey. Just can't talk about that song without doing that. We've got one more set of music here. We're going to start things off with a band you probably expected to hear at some point during this or some point or another during this episode, because they actually got their start as a Black Sabbath cover band, which seems crazy, seems unexpected. But yes, the Cardigans in their history were considering becoming a Black Sabbath cover band. And in addition to a cover of Iron Man that you find on First Band on the Moon, they included this one on their album Life, which came out in 1996. Here's their cover of Sabbath, Bloody Sabbath.
Show. time that is drastic. I stand here with your back to the wall. What we told.
The following song contains language that will corrupt your mind, offend your youngsters, and confound your coworkers. Please use extreme caution when listening.
I've been around. Neville too. There can only be one Neville, so one of us must go.
So bizarre. When did I miss go? That is Ozzy Osbourne and his cover of Sympathy for the Devil. That came from that big box set that he released back in 2005 called Prince of Darkness. And disc 4, if I remember correct, is all covers. So you got stuff like Mott the Hoople and Mountain. What else? Beatles, which song is it? It's the In My Life he covers on that album as well. And Sympathy for the Devil, which is probably the most out there of all of them. No, I take that back. Stayin' Alive by the Bee Gees is the most out there of all of them, but that one is pretty darn close. Crazy stuff. Sympathy for the Devil by Ozzy Osbourne. Before that, Mr. Crowley by Moonspell. That one from the Cover It Up compilation that I didn't notice I had a track from earlier. Twin Peaks with their cover of It's All Right. That one from the Under the Covers album from 2014. Yes, we've got... There should be a bell in here that we ring every time somebody names a cover album Under the Covers. You know, every time someone names their album Under the Covers, Lionel Richie gets his wings. I don't know why Lionel Richie should be somebody else, but Michael Bolton, that's who. Michael Bolton gets his wings every time somebody names an album Under the Covers. And we started things off with the Cardigans from the album Life, at least from the U.S. edition. From the Swedish edition, they released it an album earlier, that cover of Sabbath, Bloody Sabbath from the album Life from 1996. Wow, that's it. That brings us right to the end of, that's not the song that's supposed to play right there. That's a whole different, end theme. Here's the one that's supposed to play right now. I think. That's it right there. That tells you that it's the end of the show. If you want to get in touch with me and tell me how good my mixer using skills are, by golly, you can do that by emailing me at requests@coverville.com. You can also call the request line. That number is 1-877-7-COVER-9. That is 1-877-7-COVER-9. You can also visit coverville.com. It is the website where everything happens. We had a great cover-thon this last weekend for Thanksgiving. Big thanks to everybody who either showed up to listen or donated or tweeted about it, won some prizes, hopefully, stuff like that. It's it was a great, great cover-thon. We raised about $3,500 for Alzheimer's research, which I did. I got sent up to him, so we are all set with that. Donation has been made. Anyway, figuring out ways of doing this next year. Listen, I'm even going to throw out the idea I might even consider a concert here in Colorado and see if I can live stream it as opposed to a 16-hour stream. Just something to raise money. We're going to figure it all out. Anyway, that's it. That's all I've got. So, until next time, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, CACHEFLY. Cashfly.com. Coverville is also part of the Frog Pants Studios Ultra Feed. That's right. You can find more about that by going to frogpants.com. We're going to hear podcasts so good, they'll make you an Iron Man. Thanks, Stephanie Ray.
part of the Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.